It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, why are some of us left-handed and more of us right-handed? Turns out the science behind that simple difference is pretty complicated. We'll look at that and other science news with Gemma Tarlak from Discover Magazine. First, Wisconsin's Republican Party convention just wrapped up, and one of the big questions was who would get the party endorsement in the Republican primary race for U.S. Senate? State Senator Leah Vukmir is competing against businessman Kevin Nicholson, and when the delegate votes came in Saturday, Vukmir won with 73% of the vote. But it's still a long road to the primary election in August. Susan Johnson is an associate professor of political science at UW-Whitewater. Susan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. Happy to be with you.
Well, people are watching these Republican primaries in a lot of states around the country. We just saw some high-profile ones in West Virginia and elsewhere. Do you think that we here in Wisconsin with this primary are getting that same kind of national scrutiny?
Well, I think that maybe not quite yet because they're focusing on the primaries that are going on right now. But I would think that as the summer progresses, if in particular this U.S. Senate primary heats up, that there'll be a lot more national attention come August.
When we look at these two Republican candidates, they're both aiming a challenge, Democrat Tammy Baldwin, the incumbent, do you see a lot of space between them when it comes to actual policy differences? Are these two people who would vote differently on the Senate floor?
I think they're both pretty consistent in terms of their being Republicans and conservative Republicans, so I don't see much of a difference in that regard, actually.
So we see a lot of differences around the country. One candidate shaping up as the sort of establishment candidate, one trying to portray themselves as the outsider. Do you see that shaping up in this race?
Yeah, absolutely. And you referenced the West Virginia primary last week, and we clearly had that going on. Same thing in a primary in Indiana last week, and we see the same thing here. So Leah Vukmir actually referred to that when she spoke at the convention about the so-called establishment, and Nicholson clearly sees himself as the outsider and more in that Donald Trump outsider drain the swamp mode.
With this convention support for Leah Vukmir, is this something that really is going to make a difference in, 3 months when the actual voting happens in the primary?
I think the fact that she won the endorsement so handily is important. I think that what this will do is encourage the county-level political organizations, which do a lot of the on-the-ground work, to be more focused on supporting her and getting her name on party materials and things like that. So I think you can't discount the idea of the message coming from the party activists that she is the person, by far 73% is a high number, that the party is supporting. So I think it does have some tangible benefits on the ground.
We're talking to UW-Whitewater political scientist Susan Johnson about the Republican primary and the race for a Wisconsin U.S. Senate seat. Leah Vukmir, Kevin Nicholson running against each other, hoping to challenge Tammy Baldwin come November. So that's the party organization, Susan. There's been a lot of attention to the financial backing for both of these candidates, quite a bit for Leah Vukmir. Kevin Nicholson getting a lot of support from Richard Uihlein from Illinois. He's not going to have any shortage of funding, it sounds like.
No, in fact, the most recent quarterly reports that would have come out just about a month ago showed that as far as cash on hand goes and as far as the amount of money that had been raised in the first quarter of 2018, Nicholson was ahead in both regards. And as you mentioned, Nicholson has received a lot of support from people outside of Wisconsin. And I don't know if that's going to continue, depending on how things go over the summer. And as we start to see more polling and things like that, we might begin to see some of that back away, but we haven't seen any indication of that so far.
Each of the Republican candidates has gotten some pushback for recent comments or campaign ads. Kevin Nicholson questioned the cognitive processes of veterans who ended up voting for or running as Democrats. That's gotten some pushback from Democrats in the state and nationally, particularly Democrats who are veterans themselves. Is this something that is going to be a problem for him in a Republican primary?
I don't know that it's going to be a problem in a Republican primary, although there have been some Republicans who have come out and said that they would not have said the same thing that he did. but I don't know that anyone is going to make their voting decision in a primary based on those comments.
And then State Senator Vukmir, she had an ad up saying that Tammy Baldwin, Senator Tammy Baldwin, was on Team Terrorist for her opposition to a CIA nominee, her picture next to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, one of the 9/11 plotters. And that even some Wisconsin conservative groups had pushed back on that. Senator Ron Johnson said he wouldn't have said that. Is this something that could be a problem for her either in the primary or in a general election?
Well, again, in the primary, I'm not sure, even though, as you said, Senator Ron Johnson indicated he would not have done this, and also Right Wisconsin and others have said that this probably wasn't the best thing to do. However, in the general election, I could see, should Nicholson or Vukmir get the nomination, that these comments come back and be used by the Democratic candidate, Tammy Baldwin, to show, I would say in the case of both, to show that they're a bit, let's say, extreme or outside of the mainstream, as Tammy Baldwin tries to portray herself as being a sort of a mainline Democrat. So I could definitely see these coming back in the general election.
And let's turn to that general election now. I look at, how the national political rating people do things, and some of them say, yeah, Wisconsin is a vulnerable state for Democrats. This is a place where a Democratic incumbent could be beaten by a Republican. I know it's early, and I don't ask anybody to predict things, but what are you watching for to see if this is, in fact, a vulnerable seat for Democrats?
I'm watching what goes on in terms of the primary for the GOP nomination, but I'm also looking at the governor's race, because that is going to be perhaps more prominent on people's minds as they're thinking toward the November election. And so I'm going to want to know who the Democratic nominee is going to be for that party, and then also how strong Governor Walker runs, because people come out to vote based on their enthusiasm for those kind of top-of-the-ticket positions. And I think the governor's race might in some way kind of drive turnout, and so that might have an impact on who actually wins that Senate seat.
And Susan, can you talk about what's at stake, how important Wisconsin's Senate seat is in the overall contest to determine which party is in control of the Senate?
The Democrats they very much want to hold on to this seat. The map for the Democrats, they're going to be defending a lot of Democratic seats in states where Trump won quite substantially in 2016. So this is one that they feel that if they have any hope whatsoever of getting the majority in the Senate, they're going to have to hold on to this seat.
And one of the consequences of control of the Senate I wanted to dig into, it's been in the news a lot lately, the ability to confirm or not confirm appointments of federal judges at various levels. People focus on the Supreme Court, but Court of Appeals on down, it's a big deal. Can you talk about the role of the Senate and how important that is?
Well, sure. The Senate, as you said, confirms federal judicial appointments. We talk about the Supreme Court a lot, but there's, hundreds and hundreds that serve on lower federal courts. And what we've seen is that President Trump has been quite successful in getting his nominees through and getting their seats on the bench. And so I would think that that would be one of the prime motivating factors for the Democrats to pull out all the stops in hopes of, in fact, picking up the majority in the Senate.
Susan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. Anytime.
That's Susan Johnson, Associate Professor of Political Science at UW-Whitewater, looking at the Republican primary race for a U.S. Senate seat here in Wisconsin.